Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and anything else we feel like. We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids. What you heard right there was a classic. Man, it sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids. That's Boys Are Gonna Rock by the Vinnie Vincent Invasion off that explosive first Invasion record by Vinnie Vincent, Robert Fleischman. I almost said Mark Slaughter. Robert Fleischman, Dana Strum, Bobby Rock on that. Just sounds so good. And I'm very excited because on this episode of Talking Metal, we have a guy who has done something which I consider historic. It is the appearance of Vinnie Vincent, which is going to happen at the upcoming Kiss Expo. It is the Atlanta Kiss Expo 2018. And we are talking with the organizer of that event and the man who has found Vinnie Vincent, Derek Christopher. Derek, how are you?
How are you?
I am great. I'm very excited for this appearance by Vinnie Vincent. I mean, this is really major stuff in the history of Kiss, in Kistry, if you will. I mean, it's been decades since we've seen this guy in public, and you were able to track him down, which stalkers, fans, journalists have not been able to do, but you did that. And not only that, you have him scheduled to appear at the Atlanta Kiss Expo 2018. When is this actually happening, Derek?
It's taking place on Saturday, January 20th, 2018, in Atlanta at the Marriott Buckhead Hotel.
Awesome. That's amazing. And let's talk about how this happened. I mean, this must have taken, I'm guessing, some effort on your part to track Vinnie Vincent down and even get him on the phone to start talking about this. How did this actually play out?
I mean, it was close to a year in the making, because I decided I wanted to do some Kiss Expos, and I always thought it'd be just really cool to have Vinnie Vincent. I thought, no one can find Vinnie Vincent, but I really want to find Vinnie Vincent. I want to make this happen. So, you know, we did the LA Expo, we did the New York Expo, and I just tried all these different leads trying to find Vinnie, and I got either my email kicked back or I got no response. And then finally I found an email address that I thought, this looks like it would be a good lead. And I wrote to it, got no response, And really, I just didn't give up. I just felt I was on the right track. And then all of a sudden I got a response. And it was basically, you know, Vinny isn't interested in appearing. You know, he's happy being retired and doing his thing. And, you know, I just felt, for whatever reason, I just felt like a bond with Vinny on this thing. It's like, you know, I'm just going to keep writing, and I would just sort of write some personal notes about what I thought about Vinny and how much I appreciated him, because I'm a longtime Kiss fan and longtime Vinny fan. And we talked about, you know, I asked about doing the LA Expo or the New York Expo, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was like, well, you know, yeah, you know what? Maybe he's ready to do this. And it was like that holy shit moment, like, wow. And from that point forward, it's been great.
And so was it the fact that you were a fan that maybe helped convince him that he wanted to do this? I mean, you mentioned the notes, the emails got a little more personal. Were you sharing kind of your personal story with him, or were you kind of fluffing him up and letting him know how important he is to us Kiss fans? I mean, I know it's personal and maybe it's private between you and him, but is there any of that you can share?
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't anything. It's not like I poured my heart out or anything, but, you know, I just kind of felt Vinny was an introvert, and it's like, I feel like I'm sort of an introvert, and I totally, you know, what I do for a living, I work with a lot of filmmakers and screenwriters and TV people, so I know the struggles they go through with fame and fans and people just bugging them and annoying them and asking for things. And so I kind of knew where Vinny was coming from as far as, you know, he just wanted to have peace in his life. And I just said, I get that. I understand that. And you know, I want this. I said, I didn't want to do an expo with him unless it was going to be fun and it was going to be happy and it was going to be positive and we were going to have a great time doing it. And he comes from that same perspective. It's like, he wants to be there. He wants to have fun. He wants to meet the fans. and he just wants to have a great time. And so I think that was a big part of it too, is that it wasn't just, hey, let's just throw another expo and Vinnie Vincent said yes. It's like, no, let's throw a party. Let's really just have a good time that weekend. Let's just go crazy and have great guests, great bands, great dealers, and just, you know, go over the top with it and have a good time.
Very cool. And, you know, you mentioned the other guests. Can you fill us in a little bit on who else is going to be at this historic event?
Yeah, I mean, so far we've announced Big John Hart. We've announced the great Robert Fleischman is going to be there. And I have a couple other guests that I'm going to announce in the next couple of days that I can't talk about yet. But, you know, everybody that is going to be at this expo as a guest has either some connection to Kiss and Vinnie Vincent when he was in Kiss or with the Invasion or with Kiss during that time, or they're really sort of deeply rooted in the Kiss world. So to me, I really wanted to have a core group of special guests in addition to Vinnie. That would have great stories, great memories, and could get up there and really, you know, have a good time with people talking about all these things.
Right on, right on. Cool. We recently had Mark Slaughter on the show, and of course, right. Mark has a history with Vinny. And he seemed to, I mean, he was kind of poking fun, but there could have been right. a little seriousness there, too. And I have to tell you that it is a concern that some of us fans have. You know, will Vinny show up? You know, and Mark right. said something like, well, if he's paid up front, he's not going to show up. But if he's paid, you know, after the fact or 50 up front and then 50 after, he will show up. I can't remember his exact words, but it was something like
yeah.
that. Should the fans be concerned at all about Vinny Vincent showing up to this?
No, not at all. And that's what I told people from day one. In fact, when I first, I never really did a formal announcement. I just put the website live, and it just sort of exploded. And people would email me, and they would ask the same question, well, what if Vinny doesn't show up? And I said, you know, you got to keep in mind that this isn't me just calling Vinny up and saying, hey, you want to do an expo? And he says, sure, let's do it. I mean, this was done properly with contracts and law firms and whatnot. And, you know, Vinny has been great. I mean, I've had so many conversations with him, hours upon hours. I flew out, I met him, and we just totally hit it off. We had a great time. And so, you know, Mark's comment, I mean, I was a Slaughter fan. In fact, I think I'm the only one that shot Slaughter's very first gig from the photo pit when they opened for Kiss in Lubbock, Texas.
Wow.
In 1990. So, you know, when I saw Mark's comment, I actually kind of took it personally myself because I'm thinking like, well, that's kind of a knock towards me. And you know, from the few times I've met Mark, he's been a great guy. He's a good guy. And so I just said, there's no reason to sort of knock Vinny or knock the event. It's like you haven't even talked to the guy in 30 years. And I think Vinny is in a really good place now. He's really happy. He's really excited about this expo. And so, you know, I think it was just one of those comments that sort of Mark just made and maybe not a lot of thought went into it, but, you know, it happened.
Obviously, there's money involved here. We know for $50,000, Gene Simmons will show up at your house. We know that, you know, Ace Frehley commands, you know, $40,000-ish to play a gig. You know, Twisted Sister was recently suing a promoter here in New Jersey because they hadn't been paid for their gig, and it was public right. that they were owed $200,000. So it's not cheap to get these people to show up and do things for you. Did Vinny command an insane amount of money? I mean, I've heard chatter that, oh, this guy must be paying him so much to show up at this thing. Obviously, there's a big chunk of money involved here, too, I would think.
Well, sure. I mean, there's always money involved. But, you know, I'm a business guy. Vinny's a business guy. And, you know, I'll leave it at that. I mean, we both feel really good about it.
You feel it's a fair deal. You both feel that this is a fair deal between the two.
Totally. Okay. Totally. Good. And I, you know, and neither of us would have done it if it wasn't.
Right. Right. Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, again, let's review when this is happening. It's in Atlanta, January 20th, right?
Right. Yep.
And is it 2 days or is it? Just, it's I thought I saw.
Well, the Kiss Expo itself is on Saturday, January 20th, and then we have a meet and greet on Friday, the day before, for 100 fans. And then because that sold out so quickly, we added a second meet and greet on the opposite side. We added it on Sunday, January 21st, and that just sold out.
Wow.
But there's still tickets for the Kiss Expo. And, you know, when people come to the Kiss Expo, whether you buy the $75 the pink ticket or you just buy the basic $45 pink ticket, I mean, it's a great value because you're going to get all of the special guests, all the Q&As. You're going to see the big Q&A with Vinnie Vincent. You're going to get all the dealers. You're going to get the bands. So it's really just going to be a fun communal Kiss family day to have fun and just really sort of hang out with everybody.
So even people buying the $25 admission fee will be able to experience the Q&A with Vinny and be a part of all that.
Yeah, the most ticket is $45, but yeah, we're going to have the big Q&A with Vinny on Saturday at the Kiss Expo, and yeah, that ticket gets them into that, gets them a seat.
Wow, good stuff! And again, hats off to you for bringing Vinny back into the public eye, even if it's just for an afternoon. I mean, do you think he would make a kind of a return to being more of a public figure, or is this kind of just a one-off thing?
You know, from our conversations right now, I think it's a one-off thing. I think that he misses the fans. I think he wants to clarify a lot of the rumors and the stories. And we've talked about this. We're going to talk about this during the Q&A. I mean, Vinny has told me that, hey, I want to talk about all this. I want to clear the air. Because a lot of these things, you know, a lot of times when people start a rumor, you know, if the person who the rumor is about doesn't clarify it, all of a sudden people will take it as fact.
Right.
I think that we really want to sort of hit these things and just let people know that a lot of these things that they've heard over the years just aren't true.
And so will you be asking him the questions at the Q&A?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to open up the website. I want people to submit questions. I want to know. I mean, I'm a longtime Kiss fan. I mean, I first saw Kiss back in when I was a kid in 1979 at the Forum, and then every tour since then. So I certainly have the questions I want to ask, but I'm going to open it up to fans on the website to send in the questions that they want. And we're really going to make it just a good, comprehensive Q&A, good interview.
And there, I mean, you know, there's been some real scandalous stuff said about him. I mean, we've heard stuff like he's having sexual reassignment surgery and stuff. I mean, will questions like that be asked to him?
Yeah, it's all bullshit. I mean, you know, as soon as he walks out on stage, people are going to see, okay, a lot of this stuff is just all bullshit. So yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about everything and yeah. And it's, you know, obviously Vinny doesn't want to answer something. He won't answer something, but I think he really just wants to sort of clear the air, about, you know, his time with Kiss and with the Invasion. And the box set, and, you know, all these little details that have popped up over the years.
Great. That's great news. We can't wait to hear from Vinny Vincent at the Atlanta Kiss Expo 2018. I will be there, guys. I hope to hang out with you guys and experience this historic event for us Kiss fans. And Derek, before we let you go, I did want to ask you about some, there was a little video that turned up online that I'm sure you're behind where at the very end of the video, it featured Vinny kind of hiding part of his face. And I think they asked him, did Vinny Vincent save Kiss?
And
so it was a tease, I would call that, the shot of Vinny at the end there. Is there more of this video stuff to come before the expo? Or is that it?
Yeah, there's definitely more video to come. And that was such an amazing day because it was the first time. I remember when I walked in and saw Vinny for the first time, I couldn't even say anything. I just went and gave him a big hug because it was just like, oh, my God, he's alive. He's well. He's doing great. And, you know, the whole idea of flying out there to meet him was let's shoot this video. But then we got into a whole conversation and we were just having a good time. And then we said, oh, you know, we should shoot something. We got to shoot this thing. So We've got some outtakes that are really funny. We've got some other videos that are really funny from that session. So, you know, over the next, couple months before we get to the expo, I'm going to release, you know, some bloopers and some clips and whatnot, that I think people will really enjoy.
Awesome. Awesome. And
yeah,
when you talk to him, like, how aware of the kind of craziness and the frenzy that has developed simply because he's been so out of the public eye for so long? Is he aware of this? I mean, the only thing I can compare it to is, you know, we saw, it's not like this with Axl anymore, but, you know, for the longest time, no one saw Axl and what was happening with the record. And the only other guy I could think of in modern times who was kind of like that was Vinnie Vincent, where there was just this, there was no info available on him. And it's like you said, the rumors come out and they become fact because no one's clarifying them. No one's commenting on him. How aware was Vinny of all this chatter about him for the last two decades?
You know, I think he's well aware of it. Because we talked about when we were talking about doing the Q&A at the expo that, you know, these are the things we want to talk about. We want to make sure that we clarify, the rumors, that we extinguish some of the rumors. So he's well aware, but he's just not bound by it. I think that he knows it. He right. knows it's out there. And he's ready to just talk about it and just sort of clear the air.
Okay, great. Well, we are very excited yeah. and we can't wait to hear what he has to say. I will be there at the KISS, the Atlanta KISS Expo 2018, January 20th. Atlanta, Georgia. Really looking forward to it, Derek.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think it's going to be a really fun weekend. And, you know, I'm going to try to pull off the best expo anybody's ever been to.
Awesome. And we look forward to hearing who else is going to be appearing there. Of course, Robert Fleischman, who handled vocals on that first Vinnie Vincent record, will be there. So that's pretty cool. And Robert Fleischman, he also was in Journey for a while. I think he wrote Wheels in the Sky, if I'm not
Wheels in the Sky, and it's so funny. I just saw a video on YouTube of Fleischman singing the intro to No Substitute from like a year ago, and the guy still has that voice.
Wow. Wow, cool.
And I'm just like, that's amazing that 30 years later he can still sing like that. So, yeah Fleischman's going to be a great guest. I'm looking forward to talking to him about his time with Vinny, which will be very cool.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you, Derek.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That song right there, guys, Exciter, another classic by Vinnie Vincent, of course, under the KISS brand name right there, written by Paul Stanley and Vinnie Vincent, Exciter, off the great Lick It Up record by KISS. Wow. Vinnie Vincent reappearing in public. Man, you got to wonder, how much money are they paying this guy? It's got to be a good chunk of change. You know, really, it's got to, but Derek says it's fair. He's happy with it. Vinnie's happy with it. You know, Cassius Morris and I had investigated getting Vinny for an interview a number of years back. I think I started it by reaching out to his lawyer. I offered him $2,000, could not get him to call in for a 20-minute interview. Cassius then later, with further investigation, and Cassius, correct me if I'm wrong, this is how I'm remembering it, you did some research and found out that he wanted five figures, which of course could have meant $10,000 or $99,000. So he's got to be getting probably somewhere in that range for this appearance, right? And at the Atlanta KISS Expo and whatever it is, it's well worth it. Vinnie Vincent, he's back. Atlanta KISS Expo 2018. See you there, guys. We'll have a table. Come say hi to myself, John, hopefully Emily, the gorgeous Emily Striegel. I'm biased. I know she's my wife. But anyways, I think she'll be there with us. It's going to be a fun weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. It was either the KISS Expo or NAMM this year. I've never been to NAMM. And after talking to Derek right now and being promised that we're going to have a talking metal table on the expo floor, I can tell you it's definitely the Atlanta KISS Expo, which actually happens the week before NAMM, but you know, with the kids and stuff, it's hard to do both. Love my kids. I don't want to be away too long. So, and Atlanta's a lot easier trip for me than LA. So maybe LA NAMM show in 2019, who knows? Oh God. Anyways, we got Rob Dukes coming up on the next episode with some big news. He's got a new album out, guys. My good friend Rob Dukes. So stay tuned for that, former vocalist of Exodus. Yeah, an Exciter there by KISS. There was a song Exciter by Judas Priest too, right? And of course, the great band Exciter. Exciter by KISS, that's got to be them, you know, at their most metal there. Definitely came out at a time when the 80s metal scene was starting to flourish. They were definitely well aware of what was going on. They stripped the makeup off, and they fit in perfectly with what was going on with 80s metal. Got Vinnie Vincent with a more metal guitar sound, followed by Mark St. John, definitely a shredder. Both guys shredder, you know, shredders. And yeah, they really delivered. Creatures of the Night, Lick It Up, Animalize, all great, real great records. Crazy Nights, you know, lost me a little bit, I will say. Hot in the Shade brought me back. I definitely, you know, I like Crazy Nights. I like the song Crazy Nights. There's a couple songs in there I really like. But those three, Creatures Through Animalize, I'm a big fan of those records. Great stuff. And on that note, let's wrap up with reminding everybody to use our Amazon links, guys. When you, everyone buys all their stuff on Amazon now, right? Well, I do. Like, I have Amazon Fresh coming to my door delivering groceries. I'm buying clothes for my kids. I'm buying, you know, everything for myself on Amazon. My wife is Amazon crazy. Use the Talking Metal links. I wish I could use my own links. I can't. I'd be freaking rich. But use the Talking Metal links to shop on Amazon. You just go to talkingmetal.com, link over to Amazon from talkingmetal.com. If you use the app on your phone, it's great because you go to Talking Metal, open Safari or whatever you use to surf the net, go to talkingmetal.com and you'll see our Amazon link there. Click on that. It'll open up your Amazon app. Then you go about doing your shopping as you normally would, and we get a kickback on that. It's awesome. It supports us. You can also support us by you leaving a 5-star review on iTunes and also by commenting on our website, talkingmetal.com. Check it out. By the way, guys, talkingrock.net coming soon. It'll be another website by Mark Striegel, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, and what else can you do to support us? You can come to Atlanta on January 20th, 2018 and buy a book from John, the co-founder of Talking Metal. Will be there with me at the KISS Expo. We'll have the links up for the KISS Expo, KISS Atlanta KISS Expo 2018 in today's show notes. And the other thing you can do is become a Patreon, what do you call it? Pledger. So go to Patreon, our Patreon account. Just go to Patreon and search Mark Striegel or search Talking Metal. You'll find our page and you can, you know, give $2 a month, $3 a month to Talking Metal every month. Keep these podcasts coming. We don't make any money on them. I'm just trying to I'd love to make money on them. If you know how I can do that, let me know. But I'm just trying to cover the costs here, guys. So if you can chip in, that's great. I just got a postcard in the mail. Like it's has the scorpions on it. Scorpions cassette on it from a fan. That was awesome. I love hearing from you guys. I'm going to read it hopefully in an upcoming episodes. But right now I got to jump off the phone because I got another interview scheduled with Rob Dukes. I'm going to go record that and then give that to you in the next episode, guys. Join me on the Patreon pledge account, okay? I'd really appreciate that. All right, guys. Talk to you next time. Later. Broken Heroes by Saxon. A song that they played in the set list when I saw them a couple weeks ago in New Jersey.